On this Monday at the NovaCare Complex, the Eagles and Nate Allen coming to terms. Good news for the Eagles, good news for Nate Allen, a one-year contract. And Nate joins me in studio here. Congratulations
Thanks,
to you.
Dave.
Welcome back. You didn't
Glad
leave,
to be
but
back.
Welcome back.
Right, right.
What is free agency like, Nate?
It's pretty chaotic, especially for the guys that stay involved with it and, you know, get stressed out over it. And I try to, you know, take a step back and you know, just let everything fall into place like I've been saying. And, you know, I knew everything would work out if it was meant for me to be here.
The day after the loss to the New Orleans Saints, it's always such an emotional day. You know there's going to be some players in the locker room that you will not be in
right.
the locker room with again.
Right.
So what were your feelings kind of walking out of there that day?
You know, there's that feeling of uncertainty because you don't know, you know, if you're going to be back or what faces you're going to see again next year. So, you know, usually, you know, it's everybody, you know, saying – you know, their goodbyes and, you know, saying what a great year it was and good luck with any future endeavors. And, you know, but I'm fortunate and grateful to be back.
You had a really, really strong 2013 season, Nate. The Eagles, this new defense put
yep.
together, you really worked well with the coaching staff. How did you feel about the performance?
Same way. You know, I felt like it was a pretty good season for me and especially for the team. We, you know, we had a lot of great chemistry, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and everything started to come together. And, you know, we're just going to keep building on that and coming into this offseason and OTAs and on into training camp. And, you know, we got a couple new additions that we're excited about, and it's going to be a good year. It's going to be exciting.
Was it just a matter of getting everybody on the same page, getting the terminology down, and yeah. really kind of understanding what the coaching staff wanted you to do?
Yeah, definitely. And that's with any defense. You know, if everybody's on the same page, and it's always going to be good because, you know, that's what the defense is. You know, it's 11 guys working together. The D-line affects the linebackers. Linebackers affect the secondary. So, you know, we're all connected, and, you know, we just all got to be 1/11th of the defense.
Nate, the way the season ended, 7 wins in the last 8 regular season games, get to the playoffs, great experience there. What do you ultimately take, you personally, from – the way it ended, the way this team turned things around and got that taste of the playoffs?
Yeah, it was definitely a positive. You know, especially mid-season, you know, we really gelled and started picking things up. And, you know, we were improving as the year went on. And, you know, that's a good sign. And that's how the great teams have done it. You know, as the season goes on, you get stronger and stronger. And, you know, we were able to do that. And, you know, like you said, we got a taste of the playoffs, and we're just going to build off that. You know, and just keep improving and getting better.
What was the locker room like when it started turning around? What was the belief in there? The feeling of trust with each other.
Oh yeah, you could feel it. It was something special. And you know, we had a special group of guys, and you know, we got a great group of guys here now. And you know, the coaching staff is great, and you know, I'm excited and fortunate to be part of it.
Did you watch the playoffs after the loss to New Orleans?
A little bit here and there.
Tough to do.
It is. It's tough to watch. And yeah, I watched a little bit of it, and you know, definitely watched the Super Bowl and watched how everything played out. But you know, after the season's over for me, I usually get away from it for a while.
Does the body take for you several weeks to heal?
Yeah, it took about a month, month and a half, and then I got back into it, and you know, I'm full go again, working out and training and getting ready for OTAs.
What priorities do you have for yourself in the offseason?
Just getting in the best shape I can, and you know, continue to learn the defense as best as I can, and you know, I'm going to stay in the coach's ear and, you know, keep improving, and excited to start working with Malcolm and Nolan and all the, you know, new faces that we have. And, just gel and start making that chemistry as a defense.
And for you, I guess, Nate, you know, you know what the coaches want, and you know what the scheme is,
right.
And you know what coming into the building is like, the day-to-day
right.
routine. Really helps advance your game, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And that was a big thing I was looking at, too, coming into free agency. You know, I'm comfortable here, and, you know, I love the coaching staff, like I said, and, you know, the guys I'm with, my teammates, and I'm excited to be back.
Now, Nate cannot get back here and work out until April 21st. That's the first day of the off-season conditioning program.
Right.
So what do you do between now and then?
Workout. I'm still training, and you know,
same kind of workouts.
Oh yeah, definitely. I go pretty hard right now, and you know, just getting ready for that off season training regimen that's coming up, and just trying to stay in shape.
Has the nutrition part of it stayed with you through the off season?
Definitely. I'm pretty strict on myself as far
as
nutrition.
You're not like a binge junk food junkie.
No, I'll have my days though. I'll have one or two days, you know, where I take a junk food day, and but I'm pretty strict with myself and try to keep a strict diet and workout routine. So so I come in OTAs ready to roll.
Yeah, everybody seems to be like everything is ahead of where it was last year.
Right, yeah.
You know, that's the big thing here.
Yeah.
Last year we talked about, well, how would Chip kill? Nobody really knew.
Right,
now we all know.
Right, exactly. And everybody's excited, and I'm definitely excited to be back. I'm happy and fortunate. You know, it's a blessing to be here.
Hey, well, it's a beautiful day. It's green. It's St. Patrick's Day.
That's right.
The luck of the Nate Allen today.
That's right. The only green to be in.
That's right. There we go. Congratulations, Nate Allen. Thank you so much
for
joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.